When I was a kid attending Catholic schools, the 1972 song Hosea came out. And after all these years, it is still in our missalette. I know the choir knows it. Maybe you do too. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. This 1972 song echoes what the prophet Joel said in today's first reading so many centuries earlier. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. No matter what terrible things you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are now, this Lent, Jesus invites everyone to come back to him. Even now, says the Lord. In other words, it's not too late. It's never too late. Even now, says the Lord, come back to me. Return to me with your whole heart. I like how God says, with all your heart. You know very well what it's like, I do too, to do something half-hearted. This is how you clean your room. This is how you shovel snow, half-heartedly. This is how you do your math homework, half-heartedly. This is how you prepare your tax return. This is how some people do their job every day, half-heartedly. Man, I don't really care if I do a good job. I'm not going to put my whole heart and soul into it. Sometimes that's how it is when we're moving toward God. As we're moving toward God, we're moving toward him, but we're just kind of doing it in a half-hearted way. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Don't let fear keep us apart. Sometimes fear keeps me from coming back to Jesus. Sometimes I'm afraid he's going to be really, really mad at me, or I'm afraid that he's going to zap me, or that he's going to crush me, or I'm afraid, worst of all, that if I come back, he'll reject me. But the prophet Joel tells us that we don't have any reason to be afraid. He quotes that now famous Psalm 103, "For gracious and merciful is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness." There's no need to be afraid. Jesus himself makes a promise to us. He says, "I will not reject anyone who comes to me." Let me say that again. Jesus says, "I will not reject anyone who comes to me." And you know that Jesus always keeps his promises. So anyone who comes and says, "God, I'm sorry, please forgive me, can you please give me another chance?" God will not reject anybody who comes to him. Jesus says, "I'm not going to reject anybody who comes to me confessing their guilt. I'm not going to reject anyone who comes to me fasting and weeping and mourning for their sins. I will not reject anybody who comes to me." I think the difficult part is to come to Jesus, to take that first step. As the song goes, sometimes fear keeps us apart. But if I'm honest with myself, it's not fear that keeps me from coming to Jesus. It's not because I'm going, "Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, I don't know." It's not, for me, it's not fear. It might be for you. For some people, it is. For me, it's pride. It's my arrogance. I think I have all the answers. I think that I can save myself. I think that I can do everything just fine without any help from him. And Jesus says, "Oh, oh," he says, "without me you can do nothing Zero, zilch, nada, niente, nothing. St. Peter, the first pope, reminds us, God is stern with the arrogant, but to the humble, he shows kindness. Yeah, if I'm honest with myself, it's not fear that keeps me from coming to Jesus. It's my laziness. Let's just be honest. It's because I'm lazy. I don't want to leave my sins behind. That's going to take work. I don't want to leave my wine, women, and song behind. I don't want to leave my lying, stealing, cheating, gossiping behind because I like all of those things. They're kind of fun. I don't want to leave those things behind. And that's when my messy forehead shocks me back into reality. As I look at my messy forehead all day today in the mirror, it shocks me into reality. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Like those defibrillator paddles, the ashes on my forehead shock me out of my pride and arrogance. They shock me out of my laziness and lukewarm attitude. The ashes on my forehead are a blunt reminder of my own mortality and of my own weakness and failures. Someday, as St. Paul says, every one of us will have to give an account of himself before God. So, this Lent, even now, return to the Lord with your whole heart. He promises he will not reject anybody who comes to him.